Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about the heart and the importance of what we are centering our lives around. When you look, the Bible teaches our heart. It's your soul, your spirit, your thoughts, all that you're made of. That's your heart. It encompasses your heart. Now watch this. It says in Jeremiah 17:9 that the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, I search the heart, I test the mind, to give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. God is always looking at our hearts. And He wants you to center your life around Him. You see that? In Matthew 22:37, He says, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, with all your strength, and all your soul, all of it. And then He says, love your neighbor as yourself. When you understand how much God loves you, and you're growing in the love of God, you start to love yourself. And when you love yourself, now that frees you to love people. See, if you can't love people, you can't love God. Because God loves people. He says in 1 John, He says, how can you say you love God whom you can't see, and you don't love people who you do see? So here's the idea. When we grow in this love, our value, our esteem comes up. We love ourselves. We start to love ourselves. I was going in those prisons all those years. Those guys, when you understand your value, see, that's your esteem. You all have heard that, esteem. Your esteem. When your esteem comes up, the word esteem means value. When your value comes up, now you value others. When you value yourself, now I can value other people. See, if you start valuing other people, what's coming back to you starts to increase in a good way. Catching this? But if you don't value yourself, you won't even take care of yourself, your health, or you'll be doing things to people that you shouldn't be doing. Catching this? And this is why it's so important. And then I talked about, I've been talking about this, it's fear. It says men's hearts are going to fail in the latter days, that's the days we're in, because of fear. Fear is one of the biggest problems in our society. Fear is the reason you're seeing all these people, all these protests and all this going on, and fires and all this crime and all this. That's all fear-based. Afraid. The devil. There's a devil? Oh. The devil operates through fear and bondage and oppression. That's how he operates. God operates through faith and love. You see that? And hope. Faith, hope, and love. That's how God operates. And that's what brings a clear stream of His power and presence in your life. Faith, hope, and love. These are the greatest three. And love is the greatest. So now listen to me. Fear. Think about what I'm going to say. Every one of us has a brain. You all got a brain? Now, your brain has an amygdala. Everybody say that with me. Amygdala. I'm not getting clinical on you. I'm helping you. amygdala, and your amygdala is a lobe that networks in all your logical connecting thoughts in your brain, everything in your brain. And it's called the fear center. It's behind your ear in your brain. Every one of us has it. Now think about this. What happens is, when that's triggered, it goes back to something that's happened in your life. Okay, say like something, you've had a trauma in your life. Remember, I had a fever of 105, and I was in the Grandview Hospital when I was 2 years old. And my dad was dunking me with the doctor in a tub of ice water. I can tell you in detail what was in that room. I was only 2 years old, but my face was up against my dad's chest because he was holding me, and I was screaming and crying, and he had a pen in his pocket. I could smell that ink, and that's called your olfactory. And that, when I smell ink today, boom, triggers, takes me right to that place. I can see it like I'm there still, and I'm 64. When I'm 64, no. Remember that Beatles song? Will you still love me? Will you still need? But now listen. So, if there's abuse in your life, or something terrible's happened to you, something will trigger that. And it causes, the psychologists call it fight or flight. Some of you that have taken psychology, you understand. Fight or flight. And that's called amygdala hijacking. Amygdala hijacking. And so what happens is, when a certain scenario comes up, your thoughts will hijack you and tell you to get out of that situation. And what happens is, this is what happens with addiction, pornography addiction, fear. It goes to medicate. It runs from God's trying to get a solution to you. And you're running from it. That's why it says though we walk in the flesh, we don't war in the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God, for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Listen to me. What happens is, when that's triggered, the blood in your body, this is, you can look it up on the, you can Google this, goes to your head and goes to your feet and says, get out of there. People who have been through divorce, people who have been through serious emotional wounds, something triggers. You get out of there. People lost a loved one early in life. Something triggers a smell, a sound, something. It triggers it, and you want to run. That's fear. See, you want to run to what? Maybe drugs, to medicate what happened to you, or to alleviate the pain and what happened to you. You can live your entire life running. The Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. When you get the love of God at that area of your life, that trigger will come. And the love of God says we're compelled. We're compelled. The word compelled means forced to unnatural. In other words, the Holy Spirit in you forces to the unnatural, to the supernatural, and brings love in that area and frees you. You no longer run anymore. You know, you're running from your own healing. Are you glad you came to church today? This is the church. Jesus said he's going to build his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He wasn't talking about a building. He's talking about people. People. The word prevail means to have strength or influence over. When you're in the love of God, all hell does not have strength or influence over you. It frees you to make the right choice to advance God's kingdom and be in His will. And when you're in His will and advancing His kingdom, you are fulfilled in life. Fulfillment. Coronavirus, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what's going on. There's fulfillment. You listen to me? You know, I notice we're getting full in here. Make sure you watch your distancing and stuff. So let's don't get lax in that, amen? Well, the Holy Spirit and God is in there. It ain't no... We got to be smart about this. I got my mask in my pocket. You come up here for prayer, I'm going to put it on. We're going to pray. Amen? All right. Let's go to our foundational scripture. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. Now, the Lord tests the hearts. Now, think about this. Every morning you wake up, there's a test you're going to have to take. Every morning. Well, maybe not when I'm on vacation. Every morning. Every morning, there's a test. You have three enemies. Every morning. Every morning, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Well, he's getting religious on me now. No, I'm not. That's really the truth. Those are our enemies. The world system is what that's talking about. It's not people in the world. Jesus was a friend of sinners. We're to be friends. We're to befriend people. People who aren't believers, we're to befriend them and try to help them. Are you with me? And we're never to judge them. Ever. We're not going to judge anybody. I told them in the last service, I said, you got rings on your fingers and bells on your toes and a bone through your nose, you're not going to be judged up in here. I don't care what you look like or what you smell like. Nobody's going to judge you. It's the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that's going to do the work in your life. And that's what we allow. We're not to talk about what anybody's going through. We're to help people. And every one of us are gifted and every one of us has a problem that we've been through, so now we can help you go through your deal. See, that's the church. That's why hell can't even stand it. Tried to keep you in bed this morning. All right. So, our hearts are being tested continuously. A heart that's left unattended is at war with God. So that's why we have to give our hearts continuous attention. Because if we don't, something else will get in there and cause problems. Because the heart is deceitful above all things. It will lie to you. And Jesus is going to tell you the truth. And when you're talking to Him all day, we're to talk to Him all day, every day. When we're talking to Him, He tells you the truth. He helps you in your making your choices and your decisions by His Holy Spirit. Now, and then you pass the test. You see? If you don't pass the test, I remember when I was in school, college, if I didn't pass the test, I didn't get to take it over. Did you? But in God's economy, you get to take it over until you do pass it. Because you don't go anywhere until you do pass it. Oh, that's good stuff, isn't it? Because it's God's grace and mercy. Now, think about this. He says the word test is in the word temptation. So 1 Corinthians 10:13 says there's no temptation, no trial or test, such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tried or tested beyond what you are able, but with that trial or test, will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. He always provides a way out so you can make right choices when you're in touch with Him. Now, go with me to Matthew 7:22. Last week we talked about lawlessness, and lawlessness is not a religious word. Lawlessness is what you see on the news going on in all these cities and all this uprising and all this confusion and all. That's lawlessness. So that's why we're talking about it. And so when we understand it, it's going to help you. Let's look at this. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name? And done many wonders in your name? This is Jesus talking. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice, say it with me, lawlessness. Lawlessness means willful disobedience to the authority of God. Willful. In other words, you know it's wrong, but you're doing it anyways. It also means principles and to be without moral code. To be without principles and moral code. Moral just doesn't have to do with sex, but it has a whole lot to do with sex. We're not supposed to have sex outside of marriage. And if you're here and you're doing that, you know what? Nobody's beating you over. Nobody's, don't sit, we're not pounding you. And we're not telling you to stop. The Holy Spirit will help with that, if that's what, it's your choice. So that's the whole idea. God gives us free will and free choice. So the idea is, he says, those who practice lawlessness. This word practice means to teach. To teach. So in other words, when you practice lawlessness, you're teaching children, people who are close to you, you're teaching them this is okay in life. You see that? That's what you're teaching them. And they're going to do what you're doing. So, we got to be aware of what we're teaching our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our brothers and sisters in Christ. What you're practicing, you're teaching. So, he says, because of lawlessness, he's going to tell, when you show up, I never knew you, if that's what you practice. So we don't want to be practicing lawlessness. Amen? Now, give me that passage in Matthew 24, if you would, Tim. One of the greatest enemies of godliness is lawlessness. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it talks about the coming of the lawless one. And that's speaking of the Antichrist. Because he rules in the lawlessness. See, if you're here and you're doing something you might feel that fits in that category, you can repent. That's the good news of the gospel. You can repent. And the word repent means, let's break it down. R-E, back to, pent is pentacle, highest level. I'm going to get back to the highest level. I'm going to repent and ask God to forgive me and move forward and not continue practicing what I've been practicing. See, and I can reach my highest level in life. Are we making sense? So, this is good. Are you getting this? In Acts 3, it says, "Repent, therefore, that your sins may be blotted out, and times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord." See, that's what repentance does. It brings refreshing because you're dealing with your stuff. And now God's coming in and assisting you and helping you to be who He created you to be. You don't have this false identity and trying to be something else that you weren't created to be. So that's where all this, these different identities come from. All these G, D, B, T, whatever. That's what that is. And you know, I'm not making fun of that. I really am not. But that's what that is. That's an identity problem. Where's it coming from? Lawlessness. See that? And when you practice it, it's quiet in here. See? When you practice it, who are you teaching? Who's closest to you? But you see, when you have a relationship with God and you're connected with Him and He's bringing His truth to your heart, you're being set free. You don't have to practice that anymore. I have freedom in my heart. And freedom is power. I'm free to be me. Jesus said, "You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Lawlessness. Romans 11:29, you don't have to go there. It says, "The gifts and callings of God are irrevocable." Irrevocable. God says, I will not take back my gift and the calling on your life. I'll never remove it from your life. So what's that saying? Everybody in here has a gift. Everybody on the planet has been born with a gift. You know what that gift was given to you for? To advance and help advance God's kingdom and to help other people. See that? That's how it is. We have gifts. My hygienist is here this morning. She has a gift. She can get in there. You know, don't hurt. Man, it feels good when you leave. I remember my dad taking his teeth out. I'd be in the bathroom watching him. Ooh, I didn't want to go there. But you see, there's a gift operating. I'm going to go where that gift is. See that? Making sense? Everybody has a gift. God wants you to use your gift to help other people. Listen to me. Here's what happens. When the love of God is not involved in it, you end up in lawlessness. And lawlessness is controlling your gift. And it manifests in selfishness, and it's all about you, selfish ambitions. That's what you're seeing on the news and all that going on. Every one of those have gifts too. They're using their gifts for the wrong reasons. See, the devil will use your gift to hurt people. He's the hurt whisperer. Like the horse whisperer, he's the hurt whisperer. He hurts people. And he'll destroy your life to keep it from being used by God. There's a young man here today. He's working in the prison system. Had a problem with drugs. Now he's on staff at the prison system. What do you think about that? I'm just saying, I'm not going to mention any names, but that's what happened. Only God can do that. Are you listening to me? Free in his heart now. not in bondage to drugs anymore, helping people, fulfillment. Y'all glad you came to church today? Everyone has a gift. Everyone. This is where we discover our gift in the body of Christ. This is where you discover. All right. Go with me to Matthew 23, 27. Why is the love of God growing cold? Tell me, you tell me. Because lawlessness is what? It's abounding. The word abound means to increase a copious supply, an overabundance of lawlessness is taking place on the earth today. You see that? The Bible talks about the harvest in Matthew 13. It says the harvest of the seed is sown on the earth. And some of it is God's seed. And it's producing maturity. The harvest represents maturity. But then it says the devil, the evil that is sown on the earth, is maturing also. And it's a harvest. Well, that's why we're seeing so much wrong increasing. We are in the end of the age. Nobody knows when he's coming back, but we're growing and we're maturing while we're waiting. Amen? So now think about this. That's what's going on. It says the wheat and the tares are going to grow up together. They're going to grow up together. We're up in here in the church this morning. There's wheat and there's tares. Right up in here today. We're going to grow up, mature together. Look at your neighbor and say, what are you? A wheat or a tare? What's you? The wheat represents the fruit of God, God's people. The tares represent the enemy's people. Are we making sense? Now, the wheat and the tares, you can't tell wheat from tares just by looking at it. They look the same until harvest. And there's a separation. And now, all right, stay with me. Woe to you. Anytime you see the word woe, that means, that's not talking about woe with a horse. That's woe. And that's what it's talking about. Now listen. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. And he says, hypocrites. What's a hypocrite? The word hypocrite literally means false face. When they would do plays back in Jesus' day, they would set up stages and have dramas and things. It's like much like we'll go to the theater today. Same thing. And they would dress, put on costumes and faces. For you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside, God looks at our hearts. Inside. Which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. This word uncleanness, immorality.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.